Can you summarize the key findings?
Yes. What we did in the joint analysis is that we combined the two arms of the NSABP-B31 with two of the three arms of N9831. And the one arm we did not include in the joint analysis for N9831 was the sequential arm, because the NSABP only had control versus concurrent trastuzumab.
Can you actually go through the specific regimens of the two trials?
Yeah. The NSABP study, I'm going to start with that trial, as that was the one that was activated first, enrolled patients with not positive breast cancer to two arms, either AC once every 3 weeks for four doses, followed by paclitaxel once every 3 weeks for four doses, versus the same chemotherapy schedule but with trastuzumab added at the beginning of the paclitaxel, with the trastuzumab continued for a total of 1 year. Subsequent to that, the NSABP actually modified the trial to allow for the use of weekly paclitaxel, which in my opinion was a very good idea based on the tolerability and efficacy of weekly paclitaxel instead of once every 3 weeks. N9831 was started as a three-arm trial enrolling patients with not positive breast cancer, and our idea was to test a control, but we selected AC once every 3 weeks times four, followed by weekly paclitaxel for 12 doses. In a second arm, which we called Arm B, was the same chemotherapy followed by trastuzumab for 1 year, and in this case, the trastuzumab was started at the completion of the paclitaxel. Then we have a third arm, or Arm C, in which patients received AC, then concurrent paclitaxel with trastuzumab weekly for 12 weeks, and then subsequent trastuzumab for the rest of the year. We modified the protocol a little bit later, actually in 2002, to allow for enrollment of patients with what we considered to be high-risk, node-negative breast cancer. So those were defined as patients with tumors greater than 2 centimeters, irrespective of hormone receptor status, or if the patients had ER-negative breast cancer, the tumor only had to be greater than 1 centimeter. So that's why at the end of the day, we could combine the two arms of NSABP with our arms A and C on N9831, because we had a control versus concurrent paclitaxel trastuzumab. The data that were utilized for the joint analysis included patients who were enrolled up to November of 2004 in those four arms. So we ended up having about 3,300 women with a median follow-up of 2 years. The data demonstrate a significant, not only statistically, but clinically, improvement in disease-free survival, distant disease-free survival, but also overall survival for the patients who were assigned to receive the concurrent paclitaxel trastuzumab versus the paclitaxel alone. Another aspect that was very interesting, which has actually been now demonstrated in the other trastuzumab trials, is that the benefit of adding this agent applies to all subtypes of breast cancer. By that I mean it's irrespective of the tumor size, it's irrespective of the nodal status, it's irrespective of the estrogen receptor status. So what appears to be important here is the HER2 positivity, which I should add was tested using either immunohistochemistry or fluorescence in situ hybridization for the two clinical studies. So for enrollment, patients had to have a tumor that was IHC 3+ or FISH positive, although the majority of patients were enrolled based on immunohistochemistry. We also looked at safety in this joint analysis, and we saw a small but clear risk of cardiac toxicity, which was actually around the range that we had expected. So we were not surprised by the results of these clinical studies. Since we published the data of the joint analysis in the New England Journal of Medicine just in October of 2005, we have conducted subsequent cardiac studies. And this is something I would like to talk to you about, perhaps in the context of all of the trials, because I think there's a lot of confusion out there related to the true incidence of cardiac toxicity, but also the way cardiac toxicity was defined in the different clinical trials.
Why don't we go through the efficacy of all the trials and then come back and sort of overview cardiac? One of the things about the combined analysis that was very striking was the distant disease-free curve. Can you describe that and what you think it means?
Dramatic. I think that's the best word I can utilize. Not unexpected, though, in terms of showing the difference. What's unexpected is the magnitude of the difference. It's irrefutable that there's a clear benefit, even with this short median follow-up. This is really important for patients and physicians, because many times patients or physicians or regulatory agencies say, well, in the adjuvant setting, you need to wait 10 years, 20 years to make a decision on therapy based on the ultimate outcome. But in these studies, even with the short median follow-up, the improvement in disease-free survival overall and distant disease-free survival are so dramatic that really we cannot wait if we want to be ethical when we manage patients. So it is my belief that the difference in survival that we have observed so far, which is already statistically significant, will actually be increased in the future. Another thing I think about is that there may be potential cost savings to the public health of this nation, because if we can prevent relapses of HER2-positive breast cancer by utilizing adjuvant trastuzumab, we may actually decrease the cost, as we may not need to treat as many patients with metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer, but only time will tell.
I think the thing that was interesting about the distant disease-free curve was it looked kind of flat, like at around 90% in the trastuzumab arm.
Yeah. One of the things we're looking at is what is the hazard ratio over time. So it appears that trastuzumab is working very quickly in terms of preventing relapse of these patients with this aggressive type of breast cancer. So the relapses are plateauing, although we have to be careful with that because the follow-up is short. However, in the control arm, relapses continue occurring at a higher rate. Again, it's short follow-up, and we will continue doing the due diligence.